host, Carrie Kitchen, and I'm here to help you find your balance, find your purpose, and learn to make every day incredible. Today, I want to talk to you about how to forgive. It's one of the most difficult, easy things to do. Recently, I had a really big discussion with someone about anger and forgiveness and what makes forgiveness so difficult. I realized that it's one of the most difficult, easy things to do. So what makes it so daunting? A common belief is that we have to feel like forgiving in order to forgive, but it's just simply not true. Forgiveness is a choice to be Christ-like to someone, regardless of what they said or did to you. It's choosing to love them anyway and not allow their actions to dictate how you respond or where your thoughts dwell. It's not dependent on anything the other person could possibly say or do. Not an apology, not an acknowledgement, not any form of retaliation. None of that will make it happen. When there is an apology or acknowledgement, it can be easier to forgive because you feel validated and that can help you feel more like forgiving. But, as you know, that's not always going to happen. The good thing is that forgiveness does not require it. God didn't wait for an apology from all of mankind before he sent his son to die on the cross, after all. In the discussion I was having, I realized that maybe I could sum up forgiveness in a few steps. Number one, you focus on the truth. The truth is that your struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with spiritual forces. If we're not alert, any of us can and will be used and manipulated as pawns by the enemy. Holding a grudge against a manipulated human isn't tackling the real issue. Put on your spiritual armor and fight the actual enemy. Number two, make a choice to forgive them and continue choosing to do so, even when the temptation creeps in to dwell on those thoughts about how wrong they were. What they did very well may have been horrible, and you don't have to go back to the way things were before it happened. But you also don't have to let that action define them. Make a choice to respond with an agape kind of love and compassion. If this choice is difficult to you, weigh the pros and cons. Consider the bondage that's created by unforgiveness. Is it really worth it? Number three, pray for them and for yourself. As in serious, compassionate intercession, pray for them. Pray that they will know peace, joy, healing, and spiritual freedom. Pray that you can recognize the influence of the spiritual enemy and resist them. Every time you are tempted to dwell on how hurt you were by them or how wrong they were, choose to use that as a reminder to pray for them with love, compassion, and sincerity. You will be tempted to revisit those hurts from time to time. Martin Luther spoke wisely when he said, "You cannot keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair." When you see the birds flying over your head, shoo them away. Remember your choice to forgive, and remember that you are not doing it on your own. Claim the peace God has already extended to you, and thank God in advance for how he is going to help you learn to love those who have wronged you. Come join our discussion in the Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group. Does something not make sense to you yet, or is there a topic you'd like to see discussed here? Just let me know. I'm here to help you find Christ-centered life balance. I look forward to hearing from each of you, and I want to remind you that there are opportunities every day, so make every day incredible. Please note that the information provided at Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individualized mental health counseling. We encourage you to find a mental health professional that is a good fit for you.